the club, the little clubs called Hi-Fi and some of the other places like that. But you didn't have too much clubs here in Charlotte. Charlotte was not a, it wasn't, to me, it I guess I'm comparing it to New York and down in the Village, where you could go down to the Downbeat Club and to the Nickelodeon Club, places like that where those clubs were. No, you didn't have too many people. You hardly have no place for blacks to go anyway. And finally, I remember when they built a swimming pool right over here, and they had a place out here. I can't think of the name of it. Oh God, it was a little club. Now those were the two places out on this side of town. They had nothing on the other side of town. In Cherry, they had the playground there at the school, and that's still there. And that playground was nothing but a red clay dirt. You know, didn't even have trees on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that almost does it. The sort of the last couple of questions I want to ask: is there anything that you'd like to say about Brooklyn that we haven't really covered that you'd like to point out?
About Brooklyn? Even though it was home to a lot of people, it was home. Regardless of whether people want to refer to it as most of it being slum or whatnot, it was home to a lot of people. But I, for one, am glad to see it gone. And where those people, where they put those people, I don't know. But it might have given a lot of people the incentive to go out and buy their own homes. I don't know what happened to the people, but there were a lot of people that lived there.
Do you know where the cemeteries? Because when I was over there, I didn't see too many cemeteries. Where were people buried?
The cemetery is right down below Johnson C. Smith.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're talking about on that side of town. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know where they buried people until about 1930s, I believe. The cemetery is down on South Tryon Street called York Memorial. York Memorial. And my daddy was selling cemetery lots. And I remember my daddy paid $39 for 8 plots right up on top of the hill. Prime. That's where my family is buried, right up on top of the hill, the most prime, up on the top of the hill there in York Memorial. Before that, most people went to church, and they buried a lot of people in church cemeteries. But before that, I don't know where they buried. I imagine it was. Now, Oakland Avenue, that's been around a long time. I believe they're buried in Oakland Avenue and up there at Johnson C. Smith. I believe that's where, unless you had a church that you belonged to that had a cemetery lot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, that about does it. I want to thank you for your time, for everything.
I guess I have flap-jawed and gotten you off your track.
Oh, no.
I hope you got something there that...
questions.
I hope you got something there that will work, that you can use. And I hope you have, anyway.
I know that this is going to be a very valuable asset for students, future generations.
Uh-huh. Well, now you have my telephone number. If it's something that you need to know, you call me, and I will...